إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ابھی چندہ جامعہ فاطمۃ الزہرا للبنات ڈاگائی کا ہے. تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ وہ ضرور اپنے زکوٰۃ صدقات اللہ سے تعاون کر کے جائے, اور انشاءاللہ تعالی بھی دعا کے بعد یہاں انشاءاللہ تعالی قرآن کریم کی تلاوت بھی ہوگی, اور یوں ہی خلیل برادرز تشریف لائے ہیں اور انشاءاللہ تعالی وہ ہمیں اناشید بھی سنائیں گے. تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ وہ ضرور شرکت کرے. انشاءاللہ تعالی آفٹر ریمیننگ دعا وی ول ہیو سم اناشید بینگ ریسائٹڈ ناٹ اونلی ان دا اردو لینگویج بٹ ہوپ فلی آلسو ود ان دا انگلش لینگویج, سو آئی ڈو ریکویسٹ ایوری ون ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ. انشاءاللہ تعالی اٹ ول بی آف گریٹ بینیفٹ. بسم اللہ الرحمن. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا, اللهم احي عن الاسلام واغنتنا عن الكفر واحشرنا يوم القيامه. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا ظالمين. اللهم انا نسالك موجب عدوك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامه منكم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا ولا غفرا ولا هم ولا حزنا. برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم. Brother requested to come closer towards the front if you're going to participate in the program. Inshallah ta'ala we'll be starting very soon. Inshallah ta'ala we'll start with the recitation of the glorious Quran. I call forward Mullah Hasibur Rahman Sahib. He comes forward and inshallah ta'ala recites us a few verses from the glorious Quran. If brothers can come a little closer please. Ye jo jagah hai unko pur kijiye. Jazakumullah. Mullah Hasib ajay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله, وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
So alhamdulillah, this was one of the four brothers. And the reality is, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed the entire family. And it's an honor for me that they are my cousins at the same time as well. So I think all four brothers are here. Time doesn't permit. But the eldest could be called forward and he could give a talk. So the second one's just recited the glorious Quran. And now inshaAllah Ta'ala, the next two will come forward. And just before they start reciting the anashid, I just want to clarify one very important point. In this day and age, due to many people having a very shallow understanding of the Quran and Sunnah, once it comes to anashid, etc., they fall prey to the misconception that anashid, etc., have nothing to do with the Quran and Sunnah. And the reason for this shallow understanding of theirs is that within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, addressing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرِ that we never taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poetry, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ nor does it befit the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So based upon such verses within the glorious Quran and similar natured ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a people incorrectly conclude that because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself never recited anashid generally on a usual basis, therefore anashid have nothing to do with the sharia. Whereas the reality of the matter is that once it comes to reciting anashid, as long as the content is Islamic and no instruments are used, then reciting anashid in reality is from amongst the sunnah. For something to be from the sunnah, it's not necessary that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself practices it on a regular basis. There are many things we deem to be sunnah, even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never implemented them once himself during his worldly life. Just one or two examples, and I'll call the brothers forward inshaAllah ta'ala. We all say that the adhan is sunnah. We all say that iqamah is sunnah. But if I was to ask yourselves, that how many times did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself say the iqamah, and how many times did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself call out the adhan? The answer will be not even once. But despite this, we all refer to it as a sunnah. Why? When the adhan is called upon the prophetic instruction, it becomes a sunnah. In a similar manner, when the iqamah is mentioned based upon the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again it becomes a sunnah. Similarly, when Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala an, based upon the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, answers the disbelievers who want to oppose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the form of couplets and poetry based upon the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then just like adhan and iqamah are sunnah, due to the same reason, anashid and reciting them also become sunnah. So whenever we sit in such a gathering, it's not mere entertainment. It's not that we'll listen to something, it will be nice to our ears. Rather, the objective of anashid are similar to the objective of hearing the recitation of the glorious Quran. It's not
diet and food for the desires. Rather, it is a diet and it is food for our souls. So let's make this intention that we are listening in order to come closer to Allah Ta'ala, His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to bring positive changes within our lives. And I'll request and call forward the Khalil brothers to come forward inshaAllah Ta'ala, enlighten us. May Allah Ta'ala accept everyone.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we would like to thank Mullah Saifuddin Nisar Saab for inviting us on this blessed occasion where the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. As Mullah was saying, the purpose for listening to Anashid and reading Anashid is to bring ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is important that we all check our intentions inshallah and make sure we are sat for the right purposes. Inshallah, we'll start off with a hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will also be some English as well, as it's been requested for the youth as well. So inshallah, there will also be some English. This first hamd, the chorus of this is Ya Allahu Ya Rahman Ya Rahimu Ya Kareem. So everyone is requested to join in inshallah when these words come. Everyone is requested to read Durood Sharif.
Ya Allahu Ya Rahman Ya Rahimu Ya Kareem Ya Allahu Ya Rahman Ya Rahimu Ya Kareem Ya Allahu Ya Rahman Ya Rahimu Ya Kareem Arfa'u ala naam tera kun fayakun hai kaam tera Arfa'u ala naam tera kun fayakun hai kaam tera Zikr hai subh o sham tera Zikr hai subh o sham tera La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Ya Allahu Ya Rahman Ya Rahimu
Ya Kareem
شمس و قمر تسبیح کرے اور وہ سجدہ میں ہی رہے شمس و قمر تسبیح کرے اور وہ سجدہ میں ہی رہے ذکر چرند پرند کرے ذکر چرند پرند کرے لا الہ الا Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ya Allahu, ya Rahman, ya Rahimu,
ya Kareem.
Noor-e-Muhammad jab chamka, salli ala ka shor hua, noor Muhammad jab chamka salli ala ka shor hua zarra zarra kehne laga zarra zarra kehne laga la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim,
Ya Kareem.
Chiriyon ki chahkar mein Allah, Goonche mein bazaar mein Allah.
Everyone is requested to read Allah with us, inshallah.
Chiriyon ki chahkar mein Allah, Goonche mein bazaar mein Allah, Masjid mein minar mein Allah, Saanson ki tak Rar mein Allah, Gulshan mein Gulzar mein Allah, Phoolon ki mehkar mein Allah, Kutiyan mein Bazar mein Allah, Taron ke Anwar mein Allah, Sahra mein Kohsar mein Allah, Chaman mein Lalazar mein Allah, Daryaon ki دار میں اللہ مومن کی الغار میں اللہ غازی کی للکار میں اللہ حجر میں اللہ شجر میں اللہ صدیق اور عمر میں اللہ عثمہ کے کردار میں اللہ حیدر کی تلوار میں اللہ حبشی کے تقرار میں اللہ نبی کے ہر ایک یار میں اللہ قرآن کی تفسیر میں اللہ عائشہ کی تطہیر میں اللہ بحر میں اللہ بر میں اللہ کل کائنات میں اللہ ہو لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah ya allahu ya rahman ya rahim ya kareem ya allahu ya rahman ya rahim ya kareem
Moving on, inshallah, another hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the lyrics of this are in English. The main chorus of this is Rabbana, Rabbana. So everyone again is requested to join in. When Rabbana, Rabbana comes, everyone is requested to join in together. Why? Because we are doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, we should not be shy. Once again, everyone is requested to pray Durood Sharif.
इनको ये तरफ हिदायत कर दो कि थोड़ा ऊंची आवाज से करें इतना बड़ा मजमा बैठा हुआ है और उसमें कोई आवाज ही नहीं आ रही है ऐसे उस बात करते घूम के बैठे हुए
देखो ना मौलाना साहब ने तो बात कर दी they've come all the way from Chorley they've traveled over 1 hour they're also fasting it's not like they're not fasting our iftar is going to be great inshallah But when they're reciting with so much passion, it's Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. We should try remembering Allah Ta'ala together in a loud voice, insha'Allah Ta'ala. There's no need to be shy.
If they don't, stop.
So, inshallah, everyone is requested to join in. Loudly, inshallah.
ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا بل ربنا يا ربنا 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 يا 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 ربنا Oh Allah, you are the greatest, nothing can compare to you. Oh Allah, you are the greatest, nothing can compare to you. Oh Allah, you are the greatest, nothing can compare to you. Giving love in merciful Lord, all praise is due to you. Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana. ربنا يا ربنا ربنا يا ربنا Oh my Lord, I raise my hand supplicating love to you. Oh my Lord, I raise my hand supplicating love to you. Oh my Lord, I raise my hand supplicating love to you. Grant me in the afterlife the glory of seeing you. Rabbana ya Rabbana, 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 Rabbana ya Rabbana. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, bol Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana.
And moving on, inshallah, a na'at in the praise of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The chorus of this na'at is Mera Pyara Nabi Kitna Pyara Nabi Sari Dunya Ka Hai Wo Dulara Nabi. In this nasheed, the poet talks about how on the day of judgment, how severe the manzid will be, and how every person will be saying nafsi, nafsi. Every person will be thinking about themselves. There will be one person who will be thinking about us, and he will be saying ummati, ummati, and that will be our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So once again, everyone is requested to join in, and everyone is requested to pray Durood Sharif.
Zahra ka baba nabi nabi Hasnain ka nana nabi nabi Kaabe ka jumar nabi nabi Hai abr karam bhi nabi nabi Salwat salat mein nabi nabi Hijrat ki raat mein nabi nabi Har sachi baat mein nabi nabi Meri aankh ka tara nabi nabi Mera Pyara Nabi Kitna Pyara Nabi Sari Duniya Ka Hai Wo Dulara Nabi Mera Pyara Nabi Kitna Pyara Nabi Sari Duniya Ka Hai Wo Dulara Nabi
Everyone is requested to join in, inshallah.
mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi ummati 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 roze mahshar mein ye hogi fikr nabi ho salam durood ka gajra nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi mera pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi unko gham tha agar tha ghame ummati unki hogi sada hashr mein ummati doobte ko mila hai kinara nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi mera pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi kaam tha jo bhi acha sikhaya hame raasta jo tha seedha dikhaya hame adl o insaaf ka tha sahara nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi mera pyara nabi louder inshallah mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi mera pyara nabi kitna pyara nabi sari duniya ka hai wo dulara nabi
And whilst we do the zikr of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the praise of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also do the praise of his beloved city, Medina Munawwara. Here, the sha'ir, when he speaks about Medina Munawwara, he calls it wa shahre muhabbat, the city of love. So, why is it called the city of love? Because any city we will go to in the world will never feel the peace and tranquility and love that we feel in Medina Munawwara. So once again, everyone is requested to listen attentively. And if anyone likes what we say or if anything is true, then with a loud voice, inshallah, everyone needs to say Subhanallah. Okay?
وہ شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہیں گھر بنانے کو دل چاہتا ہے
بلند آواز سے بولو سبحان اللہ
وہ شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے wahi ghar banane ko dil chahta hai wo sone se kan kar wo chandi si mati nazar mein basane ko dil chahta hai jo poocha nabi ne ke kuch ghar bhi chora to siddiq akbar ke honton pe aaya wahan maal o daulat ki kya hai zarurat jahan dil lutane ko dil chahta hai wo shahr-e-muhabbat jahan Mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko dil chahta hai.
And the poet here speaks about when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his one ishara, he splits the moon in half. And the way the poet does bayan of this, subhanallah, he talks about how the moon would speak to the stars if he were to explain this sight and how the moon felt himself. So everyone is requested to listen attentively.
Sitaron se ye chand kehta hai har dam tumhe kya bataye wo tukron ka alam ishaare mein aaka ke itna maza tha ke phir toot jaane ko dil chahta hai wo shahr-e-muhabbat jahan mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko dil chahta hai.
And this share is about the youngest shaheed of Karbala.
Wo nanna sa asghar wo eri ragar kar yahi keh raha hai wo khayme mein ro kar ae baba main pani ka pyaasa nahi hu mera sar katane ko dil chahta hai wo shahr-e-muhabbat jahan mustafa hai wahi ghar banane jo dekha hai roe jamale risalat to arshad umar mustafa se ye bole bari aap se dushmani thi magar ab ghulami mein aane ko dil chahta hai o shahr-e-muhabbat jahan mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko dil chahta hai wo sone se kan kar wo chandi si mati nazar mein basane ko dil chahta hai wo shahr-e-muhabbat jahan mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko dil chahta hai.
And finally, inshallah, this is a special request from one of the brothers that came from Chaldi with us. So this is an art sending durood on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kaabe ke badrood duja un pe karoro durood. Okay. So everyone again is requested to listen attentive there and where possible join as well. Inshallah. Everyone, as this is a durood, we start off with durood as well. So everyone is requested to pray durood sharif.
Kaabe ke badro to ja un pe karo ro durood Kaabe ke badro to ja un pe karo ro durood Taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood
Sab padhiye Kaabe ke badro to ja un pe karo ro durood
Kaabe ke badro to ja un pe karo ro durood Taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood Kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro durood Taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood Shafa'i roze jaza un pe karo ro durood Shafa'i roze jaza un pe karo ro durood Shafa'i roze jaza un pe karo ro durood un pe karo ro durood dafa'i jumla bala un pe karo ro durood dafa'i jumla bala un pe karo ro durood bolo kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro durood taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro durood taiba ke shamso duha Zat hui intikhab wasf hue lajawab Zat hui intikhab wasf hue lajawab Zat hui intikhab wasf hue lajawab Wasf hue lajawab Naam hua Mustafa un pe karoro durood Naam hua Mustafa un pe karo ro durood bolo kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro durood taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood bolo kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro
loud inshallah
kaabe ke badro duja Taiba ke shamso duha un pe karo ro durood Jano dile asfiya un pe karo ro durood Jano dile asfiya un pe karo ro durood Jano dile asfiya un pe karo ro durood un pe karo ro durood Aab o gule ambiya un pe karo ro durood Aab o gule ambiya un pe karo ro durood Bolo kaabe ke badro duja un pe karo ro durood Taiba ke shamso duha اور کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں وہ ہے میں ان پر فدا ان پہ کرو رو درود وہ ہے میں ان پر فدا ان پہ کرو رو درود بولو کعبے کے بدرو تجا ان پہ کرو رو درود تیبہ کے شمس و دحا ان پہ کرو رو درود
لاسٹ ٹائم ایوری ون لاؤڈ انشاءاللہ
کعبے کے بدرو تجا
ان پہ کرو رو درود
تیبہ کے شمس و دحا ان پہ کرو رو درود بولو کعبے کے بدرو دجا ان پہ کرو رو درود تیبہ کے شمس و دحا ان پہ کرو رو درود
جزاک اللہ خیران. We would love to carry on for longer, but as you know, as you guys are fasting, we're fasting as well, so our throats have got tired now. Inshallah after Tarawih's round two, inshallah.
So inshallah ta'ala after Tarawih they will be coming forward again and reciting. I do again request all brothers to participate. There's a few requests by many of the brothers, especially some of the anashid regarding Palestine. They've recited before and alhamdulillah they've gone very viral. So inshallah after Tarawih prayer, maybe the receiver will go off and inshallah ta'ala will have a very good time. May Allah ta'ala accept their coming. May Allah ta'ala increase their love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and allow us all to emulate them in praising the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan.